life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
We say hello to Chris Weavers with JW's Food and Spirits. I've never met you. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
A little bit closer to the microphone. There you go.
Is that too close?
Oh, that's good. That's exactly how I need it.
Perfect.
There you go. Okay. We've never met. And this is what I love about this segment is that I'm getting to know a lot of business owners and whatnot in downtown Grand Haven. And so is our audience. And so I love JW's Food and Spirits. And this is what I always say. I always know I'm going to get a great meal and great service every single time. How do you pull that off?
Well,
every time, every single time when we have people from out of town, we bring them there.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Well, you have to pay attention and you have to take it seriously. If somebody is upset about something, you handle it. You take care of it. You make the customer happy. Then you follow up with your staff and make sure that everything is being done as it should be. And keeping your thumb on the pulse. I'm there almost every day.
I think that's key, don't you, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have to be present.
Keeping your thumb on the pulse. Yeah. Yep.
I watch enough Bar Rescue and all those shows to know if there's an absentee owner, it's not going to work.
So tell us how you got to where you're at today. I mean, a lot of hard work. I know that.
Hard work. School of Hard Knocks. When I started 30 years ago, I'd never been in the restaurant business. It was all new to me. And I learned a lot of things. I made a lot of mistakes, but you just keep persevering and learn from those mistakes and make it better. Don't be afraid to try new things. If it doesn't work, scrap it and try something else. That's the beauty of being a small business, is you don't have the big corporate cumbersome red tape
right
to go through. If I want to try something, if it flops, all right, no biggie. We'll try something else.
Well,
some
we know
things stick and some don't.
Yeah, the white chicken chili. I mean, it is a staple there.
It is. It is. And we sell so much
chili. I know
chili.
You do. And mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it. There's something in there that's so special.
Cocaine. No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously, there's something in there that just makes it so special. And you know, everything is homemade.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yep.
So what changes have you seen in the restaurant business? Because it's interesting, Chris. I collect old cookbooks.
Oh,
I
really?
I love retro cookbooks. I just love reading recipes that call for lard and all this other stuff. Isn't it funny? But it's so interesting to me. The size of our plates have changed in the last 50 years. There was an article in Good Housekeeping about the size of our plates, how small they used to be. They just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What has changed in the last 30 years in the restaurant business besides the size of plates?
Well, that's definitely part of it.
Are we eating more?
I don't think it's increased over, well, maybe it has increased over the last 30 years, but I think even before that, Americans just eat too much. The portions are too big.
I know
those big gulp sodas, that's ridiculous how much is in there. I couldn't drink that in a whole day.
Yeah.
But I think by and large, Americans eat too much. The portion sizes need to be smaller, but then you make them smaller and then Americans think, oh, I'm getting ripped off.
Right. Because the plate is so big. Right. Maybe make the plate smaller and then everybody will be happy. How often do you change up the menu at JW's?
I try to do it at least twice a year.
Okay.
I don't like to change too much because my regulars are so loyal and
they are.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I like to change things up a little bit. We do specials to keep things fresh. But a lot of I keep my menu lean and mean, and the stuff that is on the menu is there for a reason. It's because it sells and it's popular. The stuff that, and I analyze that twice a year at least, if not more.
Sure.
I sold this many of this, the profit margin is that. And if all that stuff doesn't align, then it goes.
Because okay.
that real estate on the menu is very expensive.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work, I change it. If it's working, then it stays. And most of our menu items stay because they're just they work.
I've said to my, I'm too old to call him my boyfriend, but he's my boyfriend.
I feel weird about that.
Isn't that weird? I just feel so weird when I say that, but I've said to him many times, I wish we had a place like JW's around here, because every time we go there, we know what we're going to get. We know it's always going to be good. And that's just the case. Do you do a lot of carry out?
I do. We have to be careful on the weekends. I don't believe we're even taking carry out orders on the weekends right now because we're so busy it bogs the kitchen down.
Yeah.
If you saw the size of our kitchen, you would be floored. The amount of food we put, my chefs are amazing.
Yeah.
With the amount of food they put out of that tiny little space.
Isn't that
so
something?
Because of that limits my takeout business. And also, I can't do any catering because of the size of the kitchen. It's just tiny.
But the food is so darn good. JW's Food and Spirits. It must be really cool during Coast Guard Week when, you get people from all over the world coming to your place of business. That's got to be pretty cool.
It is. It's awesome. But what's even more cool is my regulars, my locals. They are here for me. They are fiercely loyal. I'm busy year round because of them. They typically stay kind of away in the summer. The tourists fill in their gaps because they're doing vacationing and boating and camping and all of that.
Yeah.
So the tourists fill that in. But come Labor Day, they're all back, and they're all back regularly all winter long. I don't have a slow season.
That's pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
In a tourist town, right?
I'm so thankful for my loyal regulars.
How important is the Downtown Development Authority and, Grand Haven Main Street to your business and to you?
Oh, it's hugely important.
Why is everybody says that? Why?
Because it shapes Grand Haven, what we're doing, where we're going. I'm also on the DDA board, so I help steer that ship. It's tough to steer because we're all volunteers and we're all in different directions and it moves very slow, but we all have the common goal of making Grand Haven a better place for everybody. And I know sometimes we make decisions that aren't popular, but we have to do what's best for our community. And that's our goal, is to make sure that all the business owners in Grand Haven are doing what it takes to make Grand Haven a nice place.
Well said. Well said. Is there a favorite item on the menu that you like?
Well, I can tell you my favorite.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
I love the chopped salad.
Oh, okay.
But the best sellers are obviously the chili.
Uh-huh.
Burrito is number two. The Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, that always sells, doesn't it? Yeah, my boyfriend likes that. Did you play restaurant in your kitchen growing up? Because I used to do that. Did you play restaurant? You'd have a little pad of paper. You'd go up to your mom or dad. Can I take your order?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's
funny. We had like farm animals and stuff.
Did you?
So we did farmy things.
Yeah.
But I learned all of that. I jumped in with both feet and just learned it as I went. I did work at Burger King in high school.
Okay. I worked at McDonald's. So there you go.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, and that just shaped me. I'm telling you, it did. It really did.
Me.
Well, yeah, I know. In the shake machine, I always got stuck cleaning that at the end of the night. And I used to work till like 11 o'clock at night on a school night.
Yeah. And then worked at Wendy's too. Okay. We were there till 2 a.m.
Yeah, then I'd say to my mom, oh, we're going to go to Big Boy for coffee afterwards. And I'd have school the next day.
Yeah, we did too. Nobody cared back then.
Do you hire, I would imagine in the summer you probably have some teenagers working for you. Are you able to do that? That's good. That's great.
Yes, I do all year. Actually, that's part of the reason we close a little earlier. We close at 8:30.
Yeah.
Because I have young kids.
You do.
Working in the, dishwashing and busing. They've got to be home.
Right.
So we make sure that we get them there. Super excited about this. Our 30th anniversary this year, we've collaborated with Grand Armory, and they're going to make our very own beer for us. It's called Beachtown Juicy IPA, and it's going to be ready in about 6 to 8 weeks, so watch for it.
Sweet!
I know, isn't
my mouth
fun?
Almost dropped to the floor. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
This is awesome. It's another Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go down!